What's good? My name is Chris Dowes. This is Trapping Anonymous. Welcome back. Another episode. Here we go. We rocking and we rolling. Thank you for everybody that has been supporting us thus far. Please follow that Trapping Anonymous on that Instagram. Please subscribe. And one thing I really, really would appreciate if y'all rate me, leave 5 stars and leave a nice little comment to just show your love on that Apple, the Spotify, on YouTube. Subscribe. Just, you know, help us keep this movement moving. I really do appreciate it. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're to entertain, give knowledge, or just keep your little homie off the streets. Today, we got a porn star in the building. That's what's up. That's what I'm going to call you, a porn star. My name is Chris Styles. This is Trapped Anonymous. Let's get it. What's up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
We're going to jump right into it.
All right.
Do you have a sexual addiction?
Actually, no.
You're not addicted to sex?
No.
So how do you get into the porn industry?
I think I was kind of made for it, if that makes sense, based off of my childhood. Really, like, the experiences that I went through is kind of like a full circle thing.
And what'd you go through?
So what I mean by that is, as a child, I kind of had, like, that veil stripped from me young. Mm. And it was by way of childhood things. So, like, sex for me in my household growing up wasn't a taboo thing that was openly talked about. But for my child, it was kind of like, once you knew that, once that information, that light bulb went off, the family was like, all right, cool, you fine, in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because it is what it is now.
At what age were you exposed to?
So, for me, that first veil, when I was like, I want to say I was probably like, Six or seven.
Wow.
Yeah. The second veil was when I was 11. Yeah, 7 and then 11.
When did you lose your virginity?
16, actually. 16. Yeah, about to be 17.
So the conversation started around 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Around 11, what happens?
11 is when I meet a kid who shows me a website. And from there, it kind of just, like, and then also, I found anime porn, really. Honestly, that's kind of what it was. It started with anime porn, and then I met this kid who was like, hey, I know a site that you could watch porn and nobody would know. And I'm like, I keep on getting in trouble for watching porn. I should know that website.
It's sort of insane because people would think that, you know, just watching porn is not really that, you know, would have that sort of wild impact on a child, but, you know, all honesty is, like, you're not supposed to be exposed to that kind of stuff so young. You know, that sex is a powerful, powerful drug.
I agree.
So age 16, what happens?
That's funny. Age 16, I make a long story less long. So I meet a young lady that I was going after her sister. She was the older sister, and when her sister kind of curved me, then I moved to that. And she happened to be a stripper, and that kind of started it, yeah.
A 16-year-old with a stripper is actually insane.
that was my first experience. Well, not, that was my first sexual experience, like actually me having sex with a woman. That was, yeah, that was.
And what age do you start shooting porn?
Ooh, professionally or unprofessionally?
Okay. But give me both.
Both? Unprofessionally? I think I probably started recording myself having sex maybe 17, 18.
Okay.
And then porn, I've actually been doing porn for about 4 or 5 years now.
And so do you, like, upload it to a site? Like, how
does
this work?
Yes. So for me, I upload to a site and I'm behind a paywall. So it's like you can't even see it unless you pay to see it. Like, it's a pay to play type of thing. Yeah.
And is it like an OnlyFans kind of thing? You get paid based on your subscriptions?
So same concept. However, OnlyFans, they have this thing called problem with privacy. So I care about my privacy when it comes to that. So I go to a website that allows to, you know, make sure that we don't lose our IP, if you will.
You show your face, though, and everything.
Yeah, no, I am who I am. However, comma, you're going to pay for what you want to see. So that's how that works.
STDs?
No.
None.
How?
Okay, so I think people get that misconcept, right? They think that with porn that we're just having sex and we're not like we have to be. We have to be like the most hygienic at the end of the day. Now there are rare cases, but realistically, like we get tested, especially now it's so hyper because of what happened in the past and the fact that they got it wrong. So now it's like, no, we don't film unless I see your paperwork and I see that it's current and up to date and you see mine and we, that's our date. That's our first date. Let's go to the visit and make sure we're good.
How many women would you say you've been with sexually?
Oh shit, I lost count years ago, man. Honestly, I think shit, last time I did a big was last time I counted that number. Now I stopped over, I think I counted for a 5-year stand and I think I lost count probably in the first year at round number 1 something.
100 and something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've had sex with thousands.
Thousands?
Yes. Yes, that's a real...
Professionally or unprofessionally?
Both. Both. Before I realized that women actually pay for this shit out here.
And you never had one STD? That is.
Oh, no. Have I ever had one before? Yes, I have. Now, I thought, my apologies, and then I answered your question wrong earlier. But I have had one before, yes. And that was curable. And we killed that motherfucker and we kept on going. And that was off of a relationship, actually. That wasn't even in porn.
Hey, it be like that.
Yeah.
So you just do porn for the...
For the fuck of it. Like, literally, it's because, well, my body looks good. I'm equipped to do it. And I know what I look like on camera. Those three things, and they paid me. And I love to be naked anyway. So those, all that makes sense to make money. So why wouldn't you do it?
You know what I was always worried about?
Like, what's up?
What happens when, I don't know, your cousin wants to rub one out and they see you?
Ain't none of my business.
Your family?
None of my business. Hey, don't say nothing. Like my thing is this, right? Like, you know who I am. I am who I am. And I will always be that. So if you come across it, salute. Like, it's really that simple.
Does your mother know?
My mother supported it. Actually, so... I didn't just jump straight into porn. Like I said, this is a progression thing. I was a stripper and then I progressed into porn. I was remember I dated a stripper at 16. Well, I didn't date her, I lie. I lost my virginity. I think we probably had sex a few more times and after that, she was gone. Like Lily, that was like my Great White Buffalo, the one that got away. You know what I'm saying? So. That turned me into like, okay, I just kind of understand the life. And then when you date a stripper, you start seeing things, you start understanding the lifestyle, understanding how it works. And then, oh, should they make a new dude? Where? Let's try it out. And then that's kind of where it went. And I asked my mother, and my mother told me to ask my stepfather. I asked my stepfather, and they both kind of came to the resolution, like, you're not going to ask me for money? It involves all the things you want to do. Why not? So, yeah.
I hate to make this connection, but it's sort of like you never got past the stripper. You know what I mean? And I say that because it's like...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know where you're going.
What you do now is sort of your inception into sex. You know, what you do now, when you were with that stripper at 16, which I don't know how old she was, but I'm sure she was probably of age.
She was 19. I was 16. Yeah.
Okay, but she's doing this, you know, such a raw thing for her life, you know, for you to have that.
Well, that wasn't the first, if I be honest with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I lost my virginity to her, but that wasn't like the first woman who kind of introduced, like I've had women introduce sex to me, but they were in different forms.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one of the first women that I ever was, like that I ever gave head to was an older woman who instructed me to do so and then keep it a secret. You know what I'm saying?
How old were you?
Shit. I believe I was probably 13. Yeah, 13, 14.
And she was how old?
I can't quite remember, but I know she had me by at least like 10 to 15 years. Easy, yeah.
And she instructed you?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, my instruction into giving head was from a woman who taught me how to give her head.
Was it something you wanted to do? Was it something that you thought you was curious about at 13?
It was... I was already introduced to sex. So it wasn't like it was taboo. It was just kind of like, oh, word? You gonna let me do that?
So you don't see that as rape?
I mean, you can see it that way. And I just see it as that was the circumstance. Like, that's just what I went through. You know what I'm saying? And then also as a man, really, you know what I'm saying? Really, at that age, was that really something I was going to, like, count as rape? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand it fully, hindsight being 2020, but at the time, it was like, oh, word?
Yeah, I hate that part of our culture, right? Mm-hmm. The part that says the younger you are and the sooner you lose your virginity, the cooler you are. The more women you're with, sort of the status symbol that you become, and just everybody is like, oh, yo, that's the, you know, it's like a notoriety thing. And just like, if we're being completely honest, if I have a 13-year-old son and he's giving head to a woman that's 25 years old, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, we have an issue.
This is not a status thing. This is not a cool thing. And then we grow up, and then we don't even know how to internalize it because we're like, oh, nah, I was 13. Get it.
Yeah.
It's like, no. That's not it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's crippling to us. It's crippling to our society that, you know, and I'm sorry that even happened to you, you know?
You know what? It's funny because people will say that I'm sorry that happened. I'm not, though. I'm really not. Like, it happened. That is who I am. Like I said, I'm one of those people, I live in my truth. So, like, that's what happened. And I was so resilient. And we talked about it earlier. I don't see failure. Like, I just can't. Like, whatever it is, like, okay, that's an obstacle. And I have to either get through it or it's going to kill me. One of the two is going to happen. If I didn't physically die, then, all right, cool. Roll with the punches. Let's go.
Have you ever did gay scenes?
No. That's one thing I don't. So, to that, I actually had a situation where I was put in a compromising situation where I made, it was confirmed that, yeah, we don't, nah, bro. Like, that's not what we doing over here.
What was the situation?
So I went for a shoot. And then the standard is obviously, you have to get naked. You have to either do one of two things. So either you have to ejaculate in front of another individual, or you have to be able to ejaculate once and then do it the second time. And they want to really see how long it really takes you, whatever like that. And I had a situation where it just from the jump, it seemed sketch, but it was kind of one of those things where it's funny because that Skittles in front of me. You got to see it through, my boy. Like, you're already here. What are you going to do about it? And then it kind of got to that point where it was like, hey, yo, my man, are you playing with me right now? Because, like, that's what we, like, I'm here for a job. And, like, if that's not what it's for, then, like, we could go outside and handle that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, like, my mentality. I know what I signed up for. And this is what I'm willing to do for what I signed up for. But on the extra shit, bro, like, we can, you know what I mean?
By extra, you mean ejaculating?
No. So my thing is this, like, so boom, we get measured as well. So I have to be comfortable with a man putting his hands on me if that is the person that I have to do the role, like, you know what I'm saying, I have to do audition with. My thing was, oh, boy was trying, oh, you got to do this. So I'm like trying to touch me in any type of way or shape or form while I'm over here trying to do my thing for the job that I'm, you know, that I'm auditioning for. And that's what I...
Have you ever been uncomfortable on the scene?
Yes. Yes, I've definitely been uncomfortable on the scene before.
What happened?
There was this scene where I had to wear a plug. That was probably the uncomfortable, because that was something I wasn't, you know? So that was probably most uncomfortable for me.
Did you see it through, my boy?
Oh, yeah, no, I saw it through. I ain't gonna hold you or fold you. But what I did realize from that, right? So for me, it's not that it's an androgynous thing, but I mean, when you come, yeah, it might be a little razzle to the dazzle, G. I ain't gonna hold you, yeah.
Yeah, they say that to make a man ejaculate, mm-hmm,
isn't the anus.
So. No, I wouldn't say it's that, but I think it's a stimulation, it's a multiple stimuli. Like, I'm one of those people where, like, for instance, my real job and what I do for it, like, in the daytime, like, I, without saying what it is I invade people's personal space mm-hmm. by default. Mm-hmm. I touch people at any given time. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is like, for me, it's a stimulus thing, and what is stimulating is different feelings. So that's kind of where that goes.
Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like you made someone else uncomfortable on the scene?
Made someone else uncomfortable on the scene? No, I wouldn't say so. I think maybe a joke, because I just have a morbid sense of humor. But I don't think like I've actually been in that point on scene where it's like I made, you know, anyone uncomfortable. No.
How's your relationship outside of
before? Because I'm currently in one now. Before, wow. They were trash. It was horrible. It was the worst thing known to man.
I've spoken to somebody in the industry before. They said that they can't date someone outside of the industry because those are the only people that understand it. The person that you date, are they in the industry?
Or no. No, not at all. She's not a part of it. She wants no parts of it. What I love about her is that's private. Like, everything about that is private. Like, no one knows who she is. I don't necessarily, like, when I talk with her, like, she likes FaceTime. I only do FaceTime if I'm like, I'll FaceTime and I turn her. Like, you don't need to see who this is. So, like, that's where, you know, that's home. So we don't play about that.
And she's totally okay with you doing these scenes, having sex, and coming home to her.
Yeah, I mean, we have a rule. We have a rule in our relationship. It's just three rules. Don't give them my time. Don't give them my money, and don't give them anything I can't give back to you in 30 seconds flat. As long as you follow those three rules, we really don't. Because let's be real, I'm out here doing this. This is my job. This is how you live some of the life you live. This is how we can afford some of these things. On top of that, I can't stop you from wanting to possibly want a relation out there. So that's kind of like, that's reciprocated, but she knows and I know. So as long as we follow rules.
Does porn have an expiration date?
I think that, I want to say yes, but then also I want to say no. I think it goes by however long. It's kind of one of those things, kind of almost like music. Like, I'm good until they tell me, hey, yo, hang that shit up, G.
What's your exit plan? Is there an exit plan, or is this something you see yourself doing until somebody says, hang that shit up?
I think I'll know. For me, what it is, I have fun with this. Like I said, like, I'm in great shape. You know what I'm saying? The fans love me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why not?
A part of you doesn't want to just give that to your woman and not have
to. I do give that to my woman. Whoa. Like, it's different, though. Like, what I say to a lot of women is, I fucked you with my dick, not with my heart. Like, so, like, with her, oh, it's different. Like, I could slut a woman out on camera, but that's because we're on camera and I know that we gotta make it do what it does. But at home, oh, me and her do something totally different. You don't get that term Watusi, bro, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just kind of how that is.
What happens when you're on set and it's somebody you find yourself super attracted to?
That attraction stays there. And if anything, then it's a conversation that me and my woman have about if me and that person are gonna do reoccurring things. Like, if this is going on, like, honestly, to be real with you, I actually want a woman that my woman approves of, and then it's like, all right, cool, so you're the one that I'm dating on camera. Like, and then that's how we do what we do, yeah.
How long have you been in a relationship?
This one's fairly new. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. This one's new. But then also, like,
what's been 2 weeks?
Hell no. But what my woman does, like, is also, like, it's reciprocal. You know what I'm saying? Like, she works in a field where it just so happens there's a lot of porn stars. So we kind of, like, our money makes sense. You know what I'm saying? What her clients, they come to me, and my clients go to
her.
She's a travel nurse. So you know how women go overseas? Yeah, my woman is the woman who sees that through. Like, she makes sure that they're good. And then if those women happen to be in my industry, they come and see me because they know, and we make money on both sides. That's how we do it.
Do you ever, it's sort of hard entertaining more than one girl at a time, right? Like, having sex and then having to come home and have sex again, it's like,
I think you're still missing it though. I had sex with my dick, not with my heart. I want to have sex with her. I have sex with these women because they look good on camera.
I'm just talking about that.
No, I'm saying, but I'm answering. No, but I'm saying though, it's still bigger than that because I have sex, like you get that energy. Like that was like a pre-nut, that was all that. But when I come home, that woman turns me on. That woman gets me going. She could do something that makes my dick hard. You know what I'm saying? So like for that, I have all the energy for that because what energy I don't have, she's gonna give me when we get behind closed doors, if that makes sense.
Do you take drugs?
I smoke a lot of weed.
That's it?
I mean, I've done other drugs, yes, but I don't really, like it's not a recreational thing.
No.
The hardest drug I've ever done, to date, would have to be, what was that? Oh, ecstasy. Ecstasy would be the hardest drug that I've ever done, like when it comes to drugs. Like, but like psychedelics and stuff like that, like shrooms and stuff like that, I've definitely done those before, yeah.
What's your relationship like with your parents?
Better now, way better now. It wasn't, but it's just way better now.
Tell me about it.
Well, my mother came from a lot of trauma. So a lot of that trauma was passed. I'm the oldest of nine. So that trauma was passed down to me, essentially. I had to start hustling at 7. So like all I know is how to hustle. I don't know how to do a 9-to-5 because that's not gonna make me enough much money to feed eight other people.
Oldest of 9, all by your mom?
All from my mother so my mother actually had 12 children in total. 9 are still living. That's how you would say that.
What happened to the others?
They passed away. Wow. Yeah, so my mom, I was a twin, my sister died. My mother had a set of twins. They both passed away, and then my mother had another child that was stillborn, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you said she came from a lot of trauma.
My mom is, you know, I'll probably get killed for this, you know what it is. My mom's from New York, so that like my mom's a very hard woman because of what she, like the circumstances that she grew up in. So a lot of that trauma, you know, with my grandfather not being in the home, my grandfather having a family across town, you know, that anger, all that, that comes down to me because I'm the firstborn and a firstborn son. So, you know what I'm saying? That all gets transferred. I am the male version of her, except I'm a lot more logical because I have the opposite side of the coin.
And your dad?
I don't know the nigga. I don't know my real father, and the father figures I had, you know, they had their traumas, if you will, and their shortcomings. So now the relationship that I have with my parents is my parents know that I've always seen them as human. So they've now accepted that, like, I'm grown enough where, like, y'all don't gotta keep on pissing on me and telling me it's raining. Like, we can get to, like, grown folk conversation.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have 2 sons. Of my own, I care for 10 children in total.
Does everybody live with you?
No. My sons live with their mothers and the other children live with their families.
And when you say 10 children that you take care of?
Okay, so boom, how that works is I have 2 kids of my own and there's 8 kids that I take care of in some way, shape, or form. Those are either women that I've dated that I'm still friends with, are that my friends that are women who have children who fathers aren't in the picture.
Why do you take on such a big role?
Because that's all I know. I come from a big family. All I know is how to be a man that knows how to take care of a big family. It's kind of like a woman who's a chef. She doesn't know how to cook for a small family because she always cooks for a big family. Same mentality. Same mentality.
That's interesting. Do you ever feel like you're being stretched too far?
Hell yeah. But then again, I'm 6'7 in real life, so like that's just what it is. I'm a big nigga and it comes with a big price. So that's kind of like the mentality that I've kind of surmised it as.
With this porn industry, is this something that you would have your sons get into or?
If they wanted to. That like, I've always taught my sons, you know, the good and the bad. So it's like, you have a choice. With every choice, there's an equal opposite reaction. You know it, so. You gotta see it through, my boy. Like, if you made the choice, then that's what it is.
What's the money like?
The money's good, but the money is only as good as how, it's just like any other thing. If you put a lot into it, you'll get a lot out of it. If you treat it like a hobby, it's gonna pay you like a hobby. I treat this shit like a business, so essentially you will pay me like a business.
What's the most that you've probably seen from?
I'd say the most, honestly, because I'm not one of those people that's gonna lie to you. I'd probably say the most that I've ever seen at one given time is like about five figures.
Okay.
Yeah, at once.
I'm
trying to get to the six though. The six is really that's the.
I mean, you seem like a determined person.
Either I'm going to get it because someone's going to give it to me, or I'm going to get it because I made it that I'm giving it to myself.
Any scenes that you regret doing?
Hell no. I'm one of I like to say that I'm a trisexual. I try anything once, and if I like it, I try it twice.
Except men.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like where I draw that line. Lines get drawn, and that's one of the lines that I'll draw. However, comma. For the right price, I might consider it because it's the job. And I mean, we're trying to make money at the end of the day, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me personally. Like, the women and the people who mattered off are either proud of me for one way, shape, or form. So for me, like, I don't care really what anybody thinks.
So for the right price, you'll be with a man.
Be with a man? No.
Have sex with a man?
That's still a no. Like, I mean, for the right price, a nigga could definitely suck my dick for real. Yeah. Me doing anything? You're crazy as hell, bruh. I would never. But I mean, if a man wants to give me head and he'll pay me to do it, you're fucking right I would. That makes no sense. Like, really logically. Like, you're gonna pay me to suck my dick and you're a man. How much? All right, add a zero. All right, go on, bro. I want to see you do this because, first of all, head doesn't mean shit to me. Like, you know how much head I've gotten in life?
Do you think that some people could, but you're not, like, homosexual?
No. I qualify as being a part of the LGBTQA community. However, I would be, if a definition, I would be a top. So, like, I don't do none of that. Like, I'm still, like, I don't do none of that gay shit. But, like I said, if you pay the right price and you want to suck my dick, well, bro, come on. Let's make sure that shit hit my account. Let's go. Get to sucking. It's not going to matter. You ordered the truth. You ordered the truth.
You sort of see how, like, people might say, oh, well, you know, this guy is, like, he's gay.
You know what I would say to that? I take niggas and women's bitches for less. That doesn't bother me what you think.
Right.
It doesn't. Right. It really doesn't. Because at the end of the day, those who care the most look at me like a motherfucking father, like a real man, because I take care of what I have to take care of. And that's the end all be all of that.
Is there anything you wouldn't do for money?
Oh, is there anything I wouldn't do for money? That is such a broad question. So, I don't know. That's the best way I can answer that question.
Give me a second. You ever got soft during the scene? Like, what happens then? Like, if you can't get it up?
I typically don't have that issue. I have enough control over my body where it's not an issue. And typically, I was like, all right, just give me a couple minutes. I'm going to go drink some water. I might do a lap. You know, let me touch it real quick. All right, cool. Still feel wet. All right, let's go back to it. Like, that's just how my body works.
If you could give any advice to somebody that wants to enter your field,
mm-hmm.
What would you tell them?
If you're going to do it, know what you're signed up for. It's a lonely fucking road as a man. Mm-hmm. Like, realistically, you have to be okay with women taking advantage of the fact that you're just a good fucking individual. And also, you'll hold their secrets. That's really what it boils down to. I hold a lot of women's secrets. There's a lot of information that my mind knows that a lot of niggas wouldn't be able to stomach.
What do you mean? Like, as far as, like, the girls in your scene?
No, I'm just talking about the everyday woman. Like, I do porn, but also I get paid by women that just want to have good dick, and I go about my fucking day. Like, that's a thing in my life. So, like,
you're a prostitute?
I mean, in definition, yeah. By definition, yeah, I would fall under a prostitute, yeah.
And these women just call you up
1-800-RUN-A-NIGGA.
What does your girl say about that?
It makes money.
Okay.
And if it makes sense, we have a conversation. If it makes sense, all right, cool. Move.
Does the woman matter sometimes? Are they like...
Bro, all right.
You don't have a type? It don't matter.
No, it does matter. Like, I actually have to be attracted to the woman, but like, other that extra shit that people care about, I don't care. If it makes sense, and me and my lady sat down, we had a conversation, and she said, go, I'm out.
How much do you charge these women to?
Depends. It depends. There's a whole, like, spreadsheet, like women who want to know, they'll find out.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they can either get, like, you get a wine and dine, you can get a quick wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It really just depends on the woman. You can get the whole slut me out package where we go somewhere, the hotel, get bent over the balcony, da-da-da, you know, all that.
How much do they pay for the slut me out package?
slut me out package, that's like, I mean, right now, I'm good. This summer is a good summer. So, like, it's like $7,500. Yeah, we go.
They would pay that much just to...
I have flight benefits. So, like, yeah, I fly wherever. Like, okay, cool. When you want to do that whole vacation thing where, you know, you get, all that shit, those little quotables, the things that women keep in their phone that nobody will see but they take to the grave, I'm the nigga they do that shit with.
And even, like, sometimes they're married in relationships.
Hell yeah. And I keep their secrets the best. Yeah. Because they paid me to shut the fuck up.
But I think so, too. Like, men, I don't think you really have to worry about them. I mean, you do have to.
Well, my thing is this. I feel, bruh, that ain't my conversation. That's not me, bro. Like, your argument is with her. I don't know you, me. You are not homies. What the fuck is we got to talk about? And, like, I just trolled you earlier. I troll men, too. Like, yeah. What? You care about who? Bro, which? I do know your... Hey, yo, bro, you remember Shorty that was... Yeah, I get that extra. I get that extra if you call me about your woman. I'm asking my mans in the background. He gonna co-sign the bullshit story that I make up and everything. Because why is you calling me about your woman? That has everything to do with your home. I'm not in your home. I'm just a visitor.
If your woman wants to get into your lifestyle, would you let her sleep with other men?
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's off the table in my relationship. It just depends on if it makes sense.
So a man could pay you to be with your wife, your woman? Could a man pay you to be with your woman?
If she was comfortable with it and that's something that she wanted to do, well, it's a conversation.
Has anybody ever recognized you walking down the street, especially from your profession?
So from my profession, Yes, actually, on both sides. Like I said, I don't just do porn. Porn is like something that I do just for the fuck of it. But like, I'm also a barber. I'm also like, I'm outside for real. Like, I'm not like a person where you're not gonna know my face, you're not gonna know my voice or something like that. That's just, I am who I am. You just gotta accept it. Like, I'm not what, like, I'm an honest sinner, bro. Like, so there's people who definitely notice me and what's up? And we keep it pushing.
Do you watch porn yourself? Or is that something like, it's like you work there, so it's like...
I have like my certain stuff that where it's like, if I can't get it up, then yeah. But then also, I just go through my phone. I got enough in there.
What's your like go-to when you type in?
okay. So I ain't gonna hold you.
So I'm... When I type in my porn search, I just like to see like hood rat shit. So I want to see amateur shit. I don't want to see a production.
That's where I started, so I ain't going to hold you.
I want to see almost the house is falling down a little bit. You in the car, like, you got to be sneaky.
Unbelievable, right?
Don't show me.
So for me, I search the shit that, like, I, like, what categories I'm in. So, like, I like the old school stuff. I like amateur stuff, too. But, like, I'm like, so simple search, like, is either, like, BBC, fat ass, like, yeah, Ebony. Like, I even like the old school drum. Okay. Like that, you know what I'm saying? The bullshit ass track. But okay, you knew that they was about to get to some real nasty fucking. That was my, yeah, all that. Like, okay. So, what is it? Who else? Like, Monet Divine, like your Havana Gingers, your
I don't really know.
Yeah, like I'm talking like old school, yeah. Like those are who I watched by, because you know my mom had porn in her, you know, top drawer, and my stepfather had anime porn. You know what I'm saying? That was there. That was kind of like what took my childhood away from me, because I found those at a young age.
I don't know. Watching cartoons have sex is just kind of weird. I can see how it could be a thing, but I don't know if I could just subscribe.
Oh no, it's not something I would do. It's not something I would do, but it's just something that like kind of broadened my like oh shit, that's what they doing over here? Like that's what they do over in China?
I don't know if I could get too jiggy with that.
I think about making myself for NFT.
Oh, that'd be dope.
And then, you know what I mean? Then I'm an anime porn.
My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it.